communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications, get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of David Sibley of Ready Reserve Food. But before we get to David, let me just point out the fact that the government has said that they are going to cure this problem here. They're not going to let the system collapse and get back to some sort of a logical system with something behind our currency. They're going to try to keep this whole house of cards built upon phony money, simply on credit, where tremendous profits are made by the elite and, keep us from going down. So they announced this last week. They're going to put out $1.25 trillion for this and $300 billion for that and another $200 billion for something else. I added it up. It was pretty close to another $2 billion, $2 trillion in addition to what we've already put out. And then, of course, reading the Wellington letter, they're talking that there may be as much as $5 to $10 trillion in addition to what they're talking about. And, of course, the government's just going to, it looks like they're just going to keep creating the money and creating the money and creating the money with the idea that they've got to get the economy working again, and that's how they'll do it. They'll just keep printing money until everything's all right. And then they're going to try to get the money out of the economy before the whole system collapses. And that's what they're saying. We just hope we can get the money out before the inflation comes. Well, I can assure you they're not going to, because that's not their agenda. Their agenda is to destroy our economy, and there is no better way to destroy the economy than, of course, by destroying the value of our currency, because we have people who have a different worldview and a different loyalty, and their loyalty is certainly not to the United States. So I had to look for very, very difficult times ahead, and that's why I asked David Sibley to come on. He is with Ready Reserve Foods, and his company has been producing dehydrated food for 40 years. How long have you owned it, David?
I've owned it for the last 11 years.
All right, fine. So you've got a fair experience here. Right now, is there plenty of food out there for you to be canning and getting out to people?
Yes and no. In some areas, there's plenty. In other types of foods, they're just slowly getting harder to get. The base stock themselves, just some of the times it's seasonal, but there are problems creeping into the food supply. Just one of them is financial. Vendors and suppliers we've done business with literally for decades are either being gobbled up, going out of business. You know, we have backups, but they're not our primary supply, and it's getting a little unnerving. To be honest with you, Doctor, we are going to venture out and start, hopefully over the course of the next several years, start growing some of our own base stocks that we cannot get.
Now, what about rice and wheat and corn and things like that? Are the staples fairly available?
The staples are available right now, as long as there's no major surge in demand. The scary part when it comes to, again, it's financial and the droughts. Those are all very water-intensive crops. And California, for instance, the state that we're both in at the moment, is in one very, very severe shortage. And this has been going on now for about 8 or 9 years. We've been well below average rainfall and snowfall for 7 of the last 8 years. And if you drive around looking at the snowpack up in the Sierras, it's pretty sparse. It's quite frightening. And then you look at the reservoirs that should be filling up this time of year, and they're not. And this state produces 25% of this nation's food.
Well, how about fruits and vegetables? Are they available?
Yes, they are. Fruits and vegetables, again, they're available now. But what we're worried about is in the fall when this crop does not come in, if it does or doesn't, and how well it's going to come in. The country, there are no large food stores. We're just one crop failure away from shortage or starvation in this country, and that problem has existed for a long time, except it's never manifested itself. But it's never been closer in the history of the United States and the world, for that matter. With global droughts, this credit problem is killing the small producers, and everybody seems to be in a drought at the moment.
Well, what about, you know, the big farmers, you know? Certainly a lot of them have to get loans so that they can plant their wheat or corn or soybeans or whatever they're going to plant. Are they having trouble? Have you heard anything about the big farmers and having difficulty getting loans?
Well, I know the farmers are having trouble getting money, seed money and stuff like that. But a lot of them are coming off of 4 to 7 years of very good commodity prices, and now commodities are falling like a rock, and they're hem-hawing as to whether or not to put in a crop and risk capital. Again, here's the story. And if you were to say it was going to cost you $500,000 to put in a crop, but when you got done, the way the market is falling, you're not sure if you'll be able to get $500,000 for the crop itself. You may just want to sit it out, and that could be a very serious problem if enough people sit it out.
Well, what do you hear? I mean, we've heard some rumors, something very, very similar to that, certainly from the eastern part of Colorado, but I don't know anything about the Midwest or, you know, the large areas where they grow the wheat up in the north.
I do know that in the northern tier states, in the big wheat-growing states and in Canada, the spring has not come yet. It's snowing and blizzarding up there as we speak. But that isn't the normal pattern of things. I mean, they've always had years where they've got into the fields late. Right now, with the credit problems, for instance, the international bank shipping our products across the ocean, lines of credits are not being issued, so because the banks have locked up lending money, and the international trade is just literally is high and dry because of the lack of food.
Now,
let
me explain to our listeners what the lines of credit are. And this is just an example of how this whole thing is contrived. Because the large banks are working together, Morgan Stanley, certainly J.P. Morgan Chase, the Citigroup, Goldman Sachs. I mean, they're all affiliated in one way or another with the Trilateral Commission, this little group of about 86 or 87 people who really control our economy and want to create a crisis to bring us into a world government. Well, ordinarily, certainly our producers are not going to ship our products over to, say, to Asia, ship our wheat over there, unless they're paid ahead of time. But the people over there are not going to send the money over until they have the product in hand. I mean, after all, you're not going to, you know, pay somebody for something and you may not get it, especially when you're talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. So ordinarily, you go to the bank and you get a letter of credit. And the people over in Asia would deposit, say, $500,000, $750,000, with a major bank, and that major bank would write a letter of credit. And then, of course, when the food arrived over in the Far East or the Near East, wherever it's going to go, then, of course, the bank would release the money to the producer. That's how a letter of credit works, and the same thing works with a lot of things produced in China. Certainly, they don't got to ship them over here unless they have a letter of credit from a bank. Well, it doesn't cost the bank anything. All the bank has to do, they take the money, they deposit it, and then when they get an okay from the people who have got the product, then, of course, they just go ahead and issue the check, and it's all taken care of. But in effort to slow down and stop international trade, the major banks have specifically and intentionally and maliciously stopped issuing letters of credit. And most people have no idea how this works. This whole thing is so contrived. If anybody looked into it, they'd understand that. But no, all we do is we watch Barack Obama and Mr. Geithner and certainly Ben Bernanke and all of the spokesmen telling us how terrible things are. And they are terrible. They've created this whole problem. And an awful lot of people are going to pay a terrible, terrible price for what they've done. We'll be back in just a moment with David Sibley.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is David Sibley. And, of course, there are lots of things about the food supply. One of them, of course, is the advent of the genetically modified foods. And we know that certainly when some of this corn is fed to pigs, why they become, the male pigs become infertile. And suddenly people, some pig farmers have lost their entire herds. Now, if this is going to create infertility in pigs, what's it going to do in human beings? How much of the food that you're getting at the basic stables is genetically modified today, David? Is there any way we can protect ourselves against these products, which I don't think have ever been proven safe? They're certainly not allowed in Europe. So why are we allowing them here, and how can you guard against them?
Well, protecting ourselves here, you really can't. Big money has bought and paid for our government. We both know that millions of years of evolutionary refinement design brought us the food that we eat today, and then man comes along and figures kind of the secret out, shall we say, in the course of, say, 25 years, and decides they can go nature better. Well, obviously, in the case of the pigs that you were discussing, that it doesn't work. They don't think of all the ramifications. And again, about the genetically modified, we're fooling with Mother Nature here, that some of these traits don't get off into other parts of the food chain. Obviously, they get into pigs and they have problems. So, no, we don't. We've been just basically had by big money. Now, as to your question about your food supply, the only way you can guarantee it, actually, is if you grew it yourself. And even then, some of the stuff actually cross-pollinates from down the road if there's any genetically modified products down the road, especially in things like corn that incubated through the air. Their pollen moves through the air, and that's how their traits get moved from one plant to the next.
So basically, of course, we get our corn and regular corn and cornmeal, and then of course we have other tortillas and the tortilla chips and all of the so many of the Mexican foods are really
and a lot of corn
dependent.
Syrups and corn sugars, sure, that can have these things in them. There's base corn in just about everything you eat that's in a processed food.
Well, the thing that bothers me is the people who are really in favor of population control. I'm talking about people like the Rockefellers. I'm talking about Bill Gates. I'm talking about others. Suddenly we find out that they're behind this effort to store away a good supply of seeds there in an ice dungeon somewhere off the coast of Finland, I think it is. So they're going to have seeds. Why are they doing this? I mean, if we have nothing to worry about, or unless they know that they've set out that they're going to destroy the food supply, and then when the rest of us are dead, they've killed off as many as they want to. Why, of course, they'll certainly quarantine the areas and start in all over again. I almost have a feeling this is what these people have in mind. Why would Bill Gates, who's so in favor of population control, be so concerned about storing seeds to keep people alive, and unless it's maybe just the remnant that are going to survive what lies ahead? In the same way, why is Bill Gates, who's so interested in population control and killing off people, supplying free vaccines to those sweet little black children in Africa? Of course, they're all laden with mercury, we know, which damages fertility, not only in this generation, but subsequent generations. There's an epidemic of autism in Africa because of the vaccines we're using there. But Bill Gates is just so concerned about the little children. I wonder if that has anything to do with his foundation financing one of the front groups for the Lucis Trust. But, I'm sure that's just coincidence. Go right ahead, David. Are people really concerned about this as you talk to them and you deal with food all the time?
Oh, we get calls all the time from people that are very concerned. We even get calls from people that were, quote, in the system. In other words, we'll get a call. Occasionally, somebody, I work on Wall Street, and there's no way to save the system. I need to store food for myself and my family. And we get that call quite often. There's a lot, you're not being told the truth as to the seriousness and the gravity of the financial situation we're in. And that is precipitating into problems into all industries, including the food production industry, as we discussed earlier. And everyone owes a lot to the farmers of this country and the world, for that matter, because they keep you alive. And when they begin to have problems, eventually it lands on your doorstep.
Well, I'm sure that it does. And I really think there's just so much that people need to learn about this. And I think they should. In fact, we've got some food that we put in long before all this genetic modification was laid in. And it should. How long will food actually last if it's properly cared for, kept cool?
Okay, my food will last 15 years properly cared for it and beyond. We've real-time tested some of it up to 23 years. Regular store-bought wet-pack food, in most cases, 1 year to two is the maximum life that you can get out of the food that has been stored, regular canned foods, stuff like that. They tend to begin to break down real quickly because they have the moisture. That's what makes our product unique, being dehydrated. The breakdown process is slowed drastically by our canning process and the fact that everything is at about 3% or less moisture content.
Well, what happens as far as wheat? How long will that last?
Wheat is a very naturally long-living product. It just kept cool and dry. It will last. It'll last longer than you or I will ever last. Let's put it that way. They found wheat in the bottom of the pyramids that was over 3,000 years old. Just kept dry and cool in baskets. It was there for one of the pharaohs that was going to use it in his next life. That's their practice. Well, that wheat was still good after 3,000 plus years, and it still germinated.
That really is amazing. So wheat's a good thing to lay in. I don't think they've genetically modified the wheat yet, have they?
You know, that's a good question.
I don't think so.
Don't think so because they've got so many strains of wheat right now that that are hybrid, that are resistant to just about everything. But there are some new wheat diseases coming down the line. This is a constant battle that we're in against nature, who is constantly, mites and bugs and diseases and bacteria that are constantly attacking our food supply. So, it's a never-ending battle like in the case of wheat, coming up with strains that are resistant to all these emerging bacteria and diseases.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for David Sibley, are a lot of people beginning to lay in food supplies? I know we talked about a year ago. I think maybe that was the last time we had you on our program. And at that time, things were a little slow. An awful lot of people just weren't too worried. They just... You actually dropped the price of a lot of your products simply because there was so much competition. And right now, is there actually been a pickup in people wanting to get food, or a lot of people still just sitting back and saying, oh, it could never happen here? Go ahead, David.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. No, there's been a drastic increase. I mean, our business is up fivefold from last year.
All right,
and that was up about fivefold from the year before.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Stan back here with David Sibley, and David's with Ready Reserve Food, and we work with David. Certainly, he produces it, and we try to sell some of it for him, and we all get it the same price. Anyway, we've got Tom calling from Missouri. Hi, Tom. Do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, it's a general question.
All right.
I'm surprised this took this long. I mean, there's been books written about what's happening now 20 years ago.
Right.
I'm surprised it took this long for it to happen, but I just wonder how long you think or he thinks that we got before, you know, we got like 35% unemployment and there's riots in the streets.
Well, I'll tell you what, of course, David, I talked to him this weekend. He told me that his house had been broken into and his property broken into four times the last few months. Well, you think things are beginning to break down right now, don't you, David?
Oh, yes. And I lost a car this weekend right out of my garage. And it's just not quitting. I have five burglaries/robberies now on my – and I'm no fool. Okay, I don't have a sign hanging over me that says victim. It's just that people are getting desperate. Four burglaries/break-ins robberies now in 5 months.
Do you think that the media knows about what's happening across the country and is refusing to report it?
Oh, yes. When you hear the number of homicides and it's stuff, double or triple it. It's like the statistics on unemployment. They're saying it's now, like in California, 10.3%. I would add at least another 5, if not 8%. If you look at the way they they compile some of the statistics, you'd understand why. You know, if you've lost your job and have looked for a job and have run out of benefits, you're no longer unemployed in the view of the government. So you fall off of that statistic, but you're still unemployed, aren't you?
Yeah, I know.
Wrestling isn't the only thing that's rigged.
One more thing I got, then I'll hang up. It's for both of you, I guess. Do you think any of this could have been pulled off without the control of the media?
Oh, no, they couldn't. I mean, the media is owned by the same people that are in control. I mean, major media is controlled. Who was the Nazi propaganda minister? Was it Goebbels?
Yeah, Goebbels.
Okay. He would have been very proud of the system we have now. Their system didn't even work this well. You've watched the news, and it's all smiles and happy face, and the picture they paint at worst is one of almost no threat. But when you go out and you look at the real world through the windshield of your car or move around, especially here in California, down here in the southern half where I'm presently living, it's ground to almost a halt. There's just the hum is gone in the economy, and it's almost like a giant machine you hear winding down, and the problems are getting worse by the day, and the crime is going up, and I'm their number one victim.
they seem to know just where you live. Four times in a period of how many months is that?
In 5 months.
Four times in 5 months. Well, I shouldn't be laughing because I really.
Well, try to, because that's about the only thing we have left is to laugh. It's
you know, like the gallows humor that Barack Obama talks about.
Exactly. It's just a mess, folks. That's all I can tell you. It's a mess and getting worse. This state is technically bankrupt. I think you and I even discussed this once, Dr. Stan, that when the state was projecting a $42 billion deficit shortfall by July of next year, and we had the big problem with the state's budget, and they finally got around to agreeing on something by raising taxes and cutting expenses. And I made a prediction back then, and it didn't take a genius to figure this one out. About the time that they came up with a budget, they were going to be short again. Well, they've come out now and said that, well, we're not $42 billion short because of the revenues dropping off and all the other things that go with it. They're another $8 to $10 billion short. They can't cut enough fast enough and raise taxes fast enough at this point.
Well, let's hope they don't raise taxes, because if they raise taxes, they'll decrease their income. People will just move to other states. Industries will move out. You raise the taxes too high, nobody pays them. So, I mean, you got to be logical, but unfortunately, the people who are running our state, the people who are running our government are not logical. The congressmen are never asking, you know, well, we suddenly got to vote on this $3.5 trillion budget, and then of course, we gave the stimulus bill. That was another $787 billion. And then we gave $850 billion last year for the TARP legislation. Now the Treasury is talking about putting out $1.25 trillion to buy up the toxic debt, and another $300 billion to buy up bonds, and another $200 billion. I don't know what that's going for. But, I mean, do you think anybody back there ever wonders where the money's coming from?
And they can't account, or the Fed will not divulge where $2 trillion went. They're being sued by I think it's Bloomberg and a couple
Bloomberg,
other people,
right, yeah,
to divulge where this money went, and they said they will not.
And the most amazing thing is we're still giving money away. We're giving $3 billion a year to Israel, and maybe more, and $3 billion to the Egyptians. And then Obama's talking about investing $20 billion to rebuild Afghanistan. And there's no end in sight in Afghanistan. And he tells us we're fighting in Afghanistan because the Al-Qaeda's there and they're plotting against us. Heavens, there's Al-Qaeda in 40 nations throughout the world. Are we going to invade all 40 of them? And of course, it's simply a lie. We're not
in the next county next to me right now.
What's that?
There's probably Al-Qaeda in the same county I'm sitting in right now. They're everywhere.
Right, of course, but we're doing everything we can to recruit them. If we got out of their country, they'd get out of ours, and they would not have the animosity towards us. In fact, have you ever read the full text of the 9/11 Commission report, which I did? The Al-Qaeda did not want to attack America. The only person who wanted to attack us was Osama bin Laden, whose family was a good friend of the Bushes. And Osama bin Laden had been created by the CIA and financed by the CIA. In fact, just a few months before the September 11th attack, he was meeting with a member of the CIA there at the American Hospital, and I forgot where it was, Dubai, something like that. And but everybody's forgotten. Why was Osama bin Laden meeting with a representative of the CIA just a couple of months before that attack? I thought he was our enemy, or maybe nothing as it appears to be. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. I guess we lost Tom from Missouri. Tom asked how long we have. I have no idea. I think we're going to know a lot more, a couple of things. Is the FDIC going to borrow $500 billion from the Treasury so they can replenish their supplies, because banks are collapsing and they've got to have enough money to pay off the depositors. After all, if they didn't, people would lose confidence in the banks. But the other thing is that Sheila Bair has been talking about sending a bill to every small bank in the country, the people who've been responsible and didn't buy all these toxic assets, and raising $500 billion from them. And if you did that, of course, most of our small banks would go belly up, go bankrupt. Why would she even consider doing that? So I think that'll be one of the important things we can tell really what they're up to. And, of course, the Federal Reserve has done everything they could to dry up the money that comes from small banks by paying reserves on the money that's left with them and going from $8 billion in reserves up to over $500 billion in reserves. Specifically, they dry up the money so there would be no money to loan. But, of course, they can't tell the American people this whole thing is contrived. Some of the people who have lost everything, they might get angry with the elite who engineered this whole problem. David?
Oh, exactly. And our leaders, the elected ones, have fallen into this trap. They don't know what to do. They're just running around bumping into each other. And anything that comes down the pike, they vote for if it looks like it'll work, or somebody tells them it will work.
And, of course, the thing is that there is no way that what they're doing is going to solve the problem. And they're going to create all this new money. And then, of course, they say, well, we hope we can get it all out of here before, inflation comes. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to get it out. They're going to do it politically expedient, just like they did over in Zimbabwe. And, of course, when the inflation rate got to 186 sextrillion, they just threw away the currency and they started using dollars and South African rands. When, of course, the dollar's worthless, what will they use?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is David Sibley, and our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-259-5747-1375
to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is David Sibley, and our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. David, you know, as you look at, certainly you're on the front lines of this battle, and when we talked over the weekend, you said that an awful lot of people were ordering things, but they weren't ordering quite as much, or they weren't ordering the big kits simply because they seemed to be a little tight on funds. Is that really a significant issue, do you think, today?
It's nothing like it has been in the past. People are telling us they're waiting for this money to come in, or they're saving up, and they wanted to know what it's going to cost them, but they just don't have access to money like they had before. And it's very gut-wrenching because some of them are very, very nervous about the future. You know, this we talk about what's coming. This summer, there's so many people financially out there that cannot take the financial condition they're in for much longer, another 60 days. And the climate is getting more inclement. It's getting worse. So not only can they not take with it, the, shall we call it, the status quo, the environment they're in financially is getting worse and worse. And as I cruise around, fuel prices are going up. Some people are just literally hanging on by their fingernails financially. So storing food, now let's go a little further. The social safety net that is supposedly in place, if your life went away and say you've lost your job and you literally had to get help from the government. The government's already overloaded and can't help you. So while you have access to things and have a job and an income stream, and the dollar hasn't completely collapsed, and they're even talking today, Gettner, the Secretary of the Treasury, was entertaining the thought of a global currency. The Chinese and the Russians have basically floated that balloon, and we're beginning to, it looks like, accept it. Well, what does that mean? If they do propose and begin working on a global currency, everyone will want to get out of the dollar. You know that inflation you were talking about, Dr. Stan? It'll be on your doorstep faster than you can talk about it.
I really feel that that's a very, very real factor, and I think we should be very, very concerned about the coming hyperinflation. I see there's no way to avoid it. I believe that our government intentionally installed Mugabe over there in Rhodesia. I've talked to many Rhodesians, and they've assured me this is the true American State Department forced him to accept this Marxist thug. And, of course, we can see what he's done to their country. Now, remember, here's an Oxford-trained leader. He was trained in Oxford. He was trained in communist China. And, of course, the American government, Henry Kissinger intentionally installed him there and promised the Rhodesian people, if things ever got out of hand, why he would come to their aid. He gave his word as an American that America would stand behind Rhodesia. Well, of course, the people there have lost everything. Most of them, over 5 million people have left the country. It only had 12 million people to begin with, and those that are there, many of them are starving, and they're dying of cholera and anthrax and other diseases. But the American government has been financing Mugabe all along in the name of humanitarian aid. Of course, that's how we give his soldiers and the police force food so they can keep the rest of the people in check. If we would do that over there, why wouldn't our leaders do that here? Maybe we have people who have a different agenda, who have a different worldview, because they really hate freedom. They hate America. So look and see what they're doing. Watch and see what they're doing. And understand there are people with a different worldview because they worship a different God. Dave, what are your thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners here at the Genesis Network?
Well, prepare. Do not believe what you're being told. If you hear government statistics, take them with a very large grain of salt. They're not the truth. They've been massaged. I think, like Jack Nicholson, as you said in A Few Good Men, you probably can't handle the truth, because if the truth were really known, the dollar would go away and we would have a collapse. And we'd have, which is imminent anyway, it looks like. That's what you and I have been discussing today. But they want to time the collapse. They want it on their terms, inflating the money supply the way they have. The outcome is quite predictable, hyperinflation, and you'll be potentially without a job, without an income stream. So just cover your bases, store food, whether it be my food or just stuff you buy at the big box store. And if we're wrong, if Dr. Stan and I are wrong, and this somehow, by the grace of God, manages to right itself, and we start getting back to what we consider normal, you can eat the food. But if it all goes away and things get really, really dangerous and ugly, you'll have something to fall back on. And that is the most important. And you don't want to look at your family, especially if you're the head of a household, going, why didn't your family scared and hungry, and go, why didn't I do this when I had a chance? Again, if we're wrong, you can eat the food. You're not. It's an investment. You're not throwing your money away.
Okay, and very so basically, David has all sorts of containers for water and for food, plastic containers, and all sorts of other things. If you'd like to, of course, get one of their catalogs, where you can call us at 1-800-544-8927, and we'll be glad to get you those catalogs out. We work very closely with Dave and his staff. Thanks for so much for being with us.
Thank you, Doctor.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Same to you.
All right, fine. Well, that was Chris David Sibley of Ready Reserve Food. And if you have a catalog, don't put off getting an order in. At least have some things on hand. Or go some other place. Go to a Costco or Price Club or something like that. But start making your preparations. But dehydrated food is an excellent way to go. And certainly they've reduced the price on it. And so it's really a pretty good deal. Now, certainly, basically, they have all sorts of other supplies there that you would need in case of an emergency. So call us at 1-800-544-8927. Get a catalog. And then, of course, if you don't have your Berkey water filters and you'd like more information on them, give us a call. Health products. We carry the health products, the things that you would need for the just keep your immune system up, vitamins, minerals, antibiotic. It's a combination of garlic and oil of oregano and two or three other things that I know I take it regularly if I start coming down with some sort of a bug. And high-dose vitamin D. They're lying to you about vitamin D. It's safe and effective, and it really does boost your immune system. So have these things on hand, a good supply of them. You can put them in the back of your refrigerator. They'll last for many years. That way they'll last for years even if you don't, but better off if they're a place that's constantly cool. So then, of course, we've got a great DVD. It's called, Surviving in Place, I think is the title of it. It basically just tells you what to do in case there is some sort of a nuclear, chemical, biological attack, and certainly what you do to make your home a place that where you'd be safe. And then, of course, we have a book called Making the Best of Basics. Just tells you what to do with the wheat, how to prepare the wheat, how do you – well, this is the sort of thing your grandmother do, all the recipes. It's a great book. We have a book called Nuclear War Surviving Skills. The DVD is called Sheltering in Place. Sheltering in Place. And then of course, we have a 4-tape set on civilian defense. So we – put these things together so you'd have a place to get them, and give us a call of 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you have the catalog, and there must be an awful lot of you listening out there who have them, because we've sent out many, many hundreds, if not thousands of them, but an awful lot of people are just keeping them there thinking, well, I'm going to get around to it. I'm going to get around to it. I'm going to get around to it. Well, one of these days you're not going to be able to get around to it. So call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV, WAR. And then, of course, we hope that you want to learn more about this whole engineered financial collapse. You can learn, certainly, at our website. It's called RadioLiberty.com, pulled down our November, our December, and our January of 2009 newsletters. That's November, December 2008, and January 2009. We show you exactly how they did it. They knew what they were doing. They wanted this crisis, and they wanted to bring down the economy of the entire world. You see, you can't have a world government if there's any place that is safe.